Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I saw this graphic, this political cartoon. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It shows a tree, and above the surface, with the branches, it says inflation, high taxes, open borders, globalism, recession, defund the police, violence, human trafficking, fentanyl, deaths. He goes on and on. But the problem with the graphic by Branko, a great political cartoonist, is it's got Joe Biden as the root and the donkey and Obama and a sippy cup.
There's a through line of hate. From massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration, violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans, so many others laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. And that through line of hate never fully goes away.
But the root causes are really the globalists like Klaus Schwab.
They're grooming a younger generation of globalist talent. They're focused on cultivating this next generation. And they've proven that they're quite good at this. This is a quote from Schwab in 2017. I have to say that when I mention now names like Miss Angela Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they've all been young global leaders at the WEF. But what we're very proud of now is the young generation like Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. We penetrate the cabinet. But we see he's complimenting himself for doing what? Infiltrating the Canadian government, grooming the Prime Minister, and then infiltrating his cabinet. So again, where does that leave the Daily Beast in their theory that this is some sort of a conspiracy? This is all a rebrand or a relaunch of the New World Order, which was, again, called a conspiracy. Right. And it was to create a totalitarian world government, perhaps something akin to what we've seen from the UN, from the EU, or the WHO. They've been in the news a little bit lately. Unelected, unaccountable to the people, but they tell you what to do with your lives. So what the Great Reset architects believe is that modern democracy and a free market capitalism, not kind of capitalism we have today, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but the free market capitalism has failed. And the only way to fix it is by marrying corporate interests and the increasingly powerful state. This will create corporatist superstates, or maybe one day a superstate, that will see a new world government take shape. It's already happening, though it might not necessarily take the form of a government. It's a functional dictatorship via corporations. That's what they're doing, and it's already happening.
And his corporate controllers, like Bill Gates.
This guy's unelected, and he's got way too much influence in global health care. He's a college dropout. He's not even a coder. Did you know that? He doesn't write code. He's just a monopolist. That's what he's a criminal and a monopolist. And he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, which makes a lot of people say he's a child raper. He told Trump, don't set up a commission on vaccines to study vaccines. That would be a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Why? What are they going to find out? They're going to find out that vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wouldn't that be good?
And the King of England, who is involved in all this eugenics and depopulation, King Charles III.
At the moment, we've so degraded natural systems, ecosystems, biodiversity, that it's becoming increasingly impossible for nature to sustain us. At the moment, it's all take. Now we've reached the situation where we really need four planets like Earth to survive or to provide enough for everybody.
But really, at the end of the day, it's the devil. Is it the root? The root cause, ladies and gentlemen, is not King Charles, not Bill Gates, not Klaus Schwab, not the donkey, but it's evil. Call it what you want. You can say what it is. You can play games all day, but this is a fight between good versus evil. And everything the New World Order does is destructive of their own interest. They go out of their way to kill, steal, and destroy because they like it. because they hate God's creation. They hate human destiny. They are fundamentally, spiritually jealous of the tree of life, and they want the tree of death. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. But it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Royce White here live from Minneapolis, and I am your guest host for the hour. I cannot say how privileged I am. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to talk about this hour, and we're going to get into it. But first and foremost, I want to send a special thank you to my good friend Alex Jones and everything he's going through today and has been going through for the past few months. It is a privilege. It's an honor to be able to host this legendary platform during a historic time where the establishment has decided anybody who disagrees with them, anybody who wants to tell the truth, anybody who has the courage to be an American citizen or be a child of God is persona non grata and in line for execution, extermination, cancellation, censorship, you name it. So special thank you to Alex Jones for allowing me to host this guest hour. We wish you luck in the tyrannical kangaroo courts there in Connecticut today. I was, I was roped into Alex's story more recently during the big three that culminated here at the end of the summer. I was interviewed by Der Spiegel, I think it is. Der Spiegel is the New World Order outpost publication there in Germany. And I was asked about Alex Jones, as well as in a story for Mother Jones publication. And I was, my relationship with Alex was discussed there. And it's interesting because in both cases, I guess it's odd for me as somebody who comes from the outside, who was kind of a loner, kind of a nomad, and just tried to find people objectively who I thought had a genuine and honest outlook on the world that we live in today. And Alex Jones has always come across as somebody who was genuine, who was authentic, who was insightful, who was brilliant, who at times was wild and entertaining, but was always somebody you wanted to keep your eyes on and listen to his take on things. And I didn't necessarily understand how the rest of the world perceived Alex Jones. And I'm not to say that the mainstream establishment media's narrative around Alex Jones or even around the way people perceive Alex Jones is accurate, because we know we live in a time full of technocratic echo chambers that are, built and shaped by algorithms intended to make you believe that a narrative or a sentiment is towards a person that maybe isn't. But I have heard from a number of people personally who really believe the establishment narrative around Alex. And that's troublesome. And it's troublesome because Alex couldn't be more spot on around the overall narrative or archetype or 30,000 foot view of what it is we deal with. And more recently, I was accused of something that I want to talk about here in this first segment, but we're going to get into a lot more. Let's just go straight down the middle here, okay, for a moment. Globalism. What is it? What is globalism? I mean, it's a word that if you're in the knowing, sounds perfectly familiar. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing ambiguous about it. There's nothing vague about it. There's nothing manipulative about using the term. We all understand it to be an attempt to, say, economically attack citizenship by destroying borders in pursuit of a global governance. And that seems to be obvious in terms of the intent of the establishment. They show us every day how eager they are to have a global governance and how willing they are to give up American citizenship for all of us or on behalf of all of us and throw away our Constitution to achieve that. But the most troubling accusation that I see out there is one that suggests anybody who says the term globalism is using it as a dog whistle for anti-Semitism. And this offends me. It offends me because it's almost like we'll use the race narrative as long as we can until black people start getting wiser or catching on to the scam. And then because we can't call black people racist, we'll just divert or default to anti-Semitism. And, you know, and it's a set of Alex, it's a set of me, it's a set of Steve Bannon, it was a set of Breitbart, it's a set any conservatives or right wingers are said to be anti-Semitic if we say globalism. And I just reject it in its premise. But I also want to try and properly frame what globalism is on the record here on InfoWars for those who may be coming to take an accounting of what we believe globalism is. And the globalism business model is and always has been three very distinct businesses. The slave trade, the drug trade, and piracy. That is, in effect, what globalism's business model is. It always has been. It started with empires. Then it was the monarchy. Then it was the Third Reich. And now today, it is international cooperation, governance, the United Nations. And I wanted to really try and delve into the history a little bit, so far as I see it, in my opinion, of how this all unfolded. A lot of, and it goes, World War II was the turning point. I mean, there's no doubt that World War II was a significant marker in the narrative of international politics. And essentially, nationalism as a concept juxtaposed to globalism is by default considered on the road to fascist Nazi Germany. And, you know, you just have, it's a failure of history, an intentionally manufactured lack of intellectual depth and historical basis to believe that nationalism by default is fascistic or on its way to Nazism. And when you really think about Nazi Germany, and I said this the other day in my open letter to, everyone, an open letter to The Walking Dead that you can read on my Substack. I said that, you know, Hitler was the ultimate beta male. No, sorry. Hitler was globalist, and Satan is the ultimate beta male. But in effect, Hitler is a globalist. He was a globalist, right? I mean, he wanted to expand the Third Reich as far as he possibly could and create a global influence over the scope of politics at the world scale and by any means necessary. And even more interesting is if you really understand the history, like Alex speaks so eloquently about, of Nazi Germany, the current crown, the throne, is not of England, even. I mean, the throne and the bloodline as it stands today can be traced back to Germans. And there were other empires before that. The Roman Empire as well was an example of globalism. Maybe you could say it was the sine qua non of globalism. But it's so odd to see such a very simple detail overlooked, sometimes intentionally, definitely when it comes to the mainstream's narrative around Nazi Germany, globalism versus nationalism. But your everyday person, and this is what we face today. And this is what we're going to talk about for this hour, is the onus being on us, the American citizens, to take ourselves seriously enough to understand these things, to understand the scope of history, to be able to refer to the factual details in conversation about these very great issues. But also the ministry, right, to take these truths, to take these details and spread them out. And spread out. So we're going to be talking about that all hour. Again, I'm happy to be here hosting this legendary platform. We are wishing Alex Jones the best of luck today in the Kangaroo Force in Connecticut, understanding we may all be next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Royce White here. I'm your guest host for the hour. We're getting right into it, you know. Globalism versus nationalism. This is the question. And in the last segment, I said that I believe, it's my opinion, that the three pillars of the globalist business model are and always have been the same. You have slavery, the slave trade, the drug trade, and piracy. And you know, something very, very manipulative has taken place or took place post-World War II when they used Hitler as the ultimate scapegoat. Not to say that Hitler wasn't an evil man and didn't do atrocious things. It's just to say that it's very clear looking back in retrospect that the shift around international politics used Hitler in a very advantageous way. And let's just go through some of them. The slave trade, and people will say, oh, and right wingers make this, you know, have this problem as well and go, oh, you're not enslaved today. You should be thankful you live in America. America is the greatest country on earth, and you have privilege beyond belief. Imagine living in some third world country where you live in a hut and you drink water with mud. Sorry, that's a bad right winger voice. I'm, you know, not trying to be condescending, but It's frustrating because we can't let the opposition frame the way that we look and speak at issues because it hinders our ability to spread a genuine ministry and to open up our tent for genuine growth, not for salacious talking points and rhetoric. No, genuine growth. And that's what I've always respected about Alex Jones is although some of the things may sound crazy, you can tell from the process of thought that Alex is really trying to understand these things at a nuanced and detailed level. And if you don't want to understand these things at a nuanced and detailed level, then you have decided and conceded to be a fool. I'm not willing to be a fool. Alex isn't willing to be a fool. Many people who watch InfoWars are not willing to be fools. But I think in general, at mass, many people want to have an emotional investment in political conversations, but aren't willing to look at the nuance. And that's a big issue. So you have people say you should feel privileged to live in America. No, America is not the greatest country on earth or in history because of its practice. It's because of its ideals. There's a difference between ideals and the application of the problem with the liberal establishment and the Democrat platform or the Marxist platform, or the globalist platform, or the New World Order, is that they presume that the very fundamental ideals of America are illegitimate. And that's where the distinct line in the sand should be drawn. Anybody like Bannon, for example, or Alex Jones, all of us have strong critiques about how the application of power or institutions is used in this country to undermine American citizenship. And I say that because, I mean, let's look at the slave trade. And many people go, oh, you're not slaves. Especially me as a black man, they'll go, don't say you're a slave. Or all of the, you know, the athletes who equate, let's say the unequal distribution of ownership in pro sports. You're not a slave. You make millions of dollars. I work at the post office. I can barely keep my lights on. That's not the athlete's fault. Okay, grow some balls. Go down to your city hall. Knock on some doors. Organize some political campaigns. 65% of you don't even vote out there. There's more people who have an opinion on the internet than vote in this country. So I'm not you know, I hear these complaints online, you know, through the airwaves, and I look at them with a side eye because I go, more people complaining than actually doing something, like running for office. You know, will the Uniparty cheat me? Did they cheat me? Probably. Is the fix in from the Globe? Yeah, okay, but we don't resign. This movement isn't a resignationist movement. We don't resign from the things that have become corrupted. We fix them. We go in, we roll our sleeves up, we put our hands in the mud, and we mine out what we need to mine out in order to move forward. So slavery, for example. Oh, well, you're not slaves. You know, all that happened in this country was that we went from being slaves in chains to wage slaves, and the scope of slavery expanded from being blacks, predominantly blacks, to all the working class. Very simple maneuver. There's, oh, no more chains. Oh, there's a movement. There's a political movement coming that has convinced or manufactured a consent that the chain, the brutality of slavery is no longer acceptable. Fine. We'll take the chains away. That's not a problem. As long as the result is still the same. And the result is still the same, right? And you are a wage slave. If you work at the post office, you're a wage slave. If you are, you know, if you're a teacher, in some respects, the teachers unions are corrupt too, but you're a wage slave, a police officer, you're a wage slave. The working class have become wage slaves under the globalist initiative, which really was put in place post-World War II. You go back, you look at the Bretton Woods Conference. The Bretton Woods Conference gave birth to what would become the World Bank and the IMF. Many people don't even know about the Bretton Woods Conference. I'm just giving you things to go look at. So the slave trade has changed. That's one narrative that has been slightly amended to achieve the same result, but confuse the average American citizen. How about the drug trade as the next example? And yeah, I mean, the drug trade is same as it's always been, other than, the new form of the drug trade is the manufactured digital online user experience intended to mainline dopamine, okay? Formerly known as the Internet, now referred to as the Internet of Things, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset, so on and so forth. But we can trace it. It's the same model. Let's go all the way back to the Opium Wars, right? The Opium War that we fought against China, that we're still fighting against China. And actually, they're paying us back for it right now. Have all the fentanyl you want, America, and your globalist sellout uniparty elites in D.C. and on Wall Street. They're more than willing to open your borders to as much fentanyl as you can possibly take. That's warfare by asymmetrical means, right? Because the death of a culture, the destruction of a culture is better than the destruction of armies, and one usually precludes the other. So we got the slave trade has been shifted. We got the drug trade that's been shifted. And the final one is piracy. This is the business. My piracy is the same as it's always been. Before it was nautical conquest. We show up on your shores. We kill as many people as we need to. We take your natural resources. Now, we wage wars through an international collaborative in pursuit of democracy, social justice, and environmentalism. Globalism. That's globalism. Got nothing to do with Jews. Got nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's a very structured business model that has people from all nationalities, colors, and creeds from here to Beijing. And we're going to talk more about that after this break. I want to stay on this theme of globalism versus nationalism because I think it's the most important thing we face as Americans.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got 1 million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We keep riding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Royce White here, continuing on as your guest host of InfoWars for the hour. And we've been talking nationalism versus globalism, and I want to continue down that thread. But first, I want to say again, to refer back to Alex Jones and his current situation, you know, when you look for the truth, when you look for the reality that is being intentionally hidden, you are going to be mistaken sometimes. Right. That's just normal. That's human. And the real bait and switch, the real double cross and triple cross that the mainstream media has done on people, you could say, is the onus is so high to be right 100% of the time that nobody takes a chance on trying to find the truth that is intentionally hidden. And you could say a lot of things to Alex Jones, but what you can't say is that he has shied away from the danger of traveling down the unknown road to find the truth that we all know is being hidden from us. And what's most scary is that the liberal establishment or the liberal platform used to, in some respects, at least admit tacitly that there was a man, right? That there were forces at work that meant to undermine, subvert, manipulate us, right? Those were the Noam Chomskys of the world, who is now, you know, in his older age, just conceded to the momentum of the globalist narrative. But your Noam Chomskys manufacturing consent was one of Noam Chomsky's seminal works, where he talked about the mainstream media and the manipulation of. And he was a Jew, and he was a Jew that criticized Israel and Zionism. And he was a Jew who they kept from the mainstream, spotlight for most of his life, even though he was, you know, considered and revered as one of the most important intellectuals of our generation. But now the liberal establishment and Alex Jones is a perfect case where you have to be 100% right all of the time and trying to find the truth. I mean, I guess this just offends me as an athlete, because when we were, and I talked about this in my recent letter, and if you can, please go to my Substack and read it. All of my work on Substack is free. I'm not trying to make money or get rich off of you. In fact, I would much rather you send some money to InfoWars and Alex and help support him in his time of need right now. But please go read my open letter to The Walking Dead. And I talk about Alex Jones, Kyrie Irving, and the chosen people. And the reason why is because recently Kyrie Irving had posted a video of Alex back from back in 2002, where he laid out the globalist, the globalist agenda in great detail, and was spot on. In retrospect, he could have been more accurate if you're an honest person. So Kyrie was thrown under the bus this week. And obviously, I just couldn't allow for people to rewrite history in real time and not say anything. So I wrote this letter. It's a bit lengthy. But the point is, in it, I say, as an athlete, I can appreciate the pursuit of the truth and the frequency of failure in it. Because as an athlete, we were taught that in order to grow, in order to get better, in order to improve your skill, you have to be right on the edge of making a mistake. That there's nothing to be gained. There's no real growth. There's no exponential growth for you to do something just in order to get through the day, just in order to get through the drill. Right? In basketball, you do drills, and it's through the legs, behind the back, two dribbles, and a pull up jump shot. Right? But a great coach taught me that you have to be right on the edge of losing that ball. You have to be right on the edge of losing your balance in order to understand what it means to go hard enough to find the success that you'll need in the toughest moments when the game is on the line. And that's the courage that Alex Jones has exhibited. And many of us don't have it. I mean, let's just be honest. In our everyday lives, many of us don't have that courage to be on the razor's edge of failure to find what it is we need to find in order to be transformative, in order to be transcended, in order to be courageous children of God. And we have to get back to that. I forgot an important piece of the globalism business model when we talked about, you know, the three, and these are the three that they've been and they always have been. Slavery, the drug trade, and piracy. That's the business model of globalism and point blank. But consider how manipulative these narratives really are. What was the sine qua non of the drug trade? Right? When we think of drugs in this country, you know, you got cocaine and crack, and that was in my lifetime, heroin. Now it's fentanyl and opioids, and I mean, the like I said before, the fentanyl is just a reboot or a repeat of an opium war that we're still fighting with China, which is asymmetrical. But let's go before the opium. Sugar. Sugar is the sine qua non of the drug trade. I mean, and how common has sugar become? How accepted is sugar in today? I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, when you really get down to that level of analysis, it becomes painfully obvious that the issue is not the New World Order. The issue are not the globalists. I mean, they've put together a great racket, no doubt. They've made us wage slaves. You know, they've taken a drug model and they've turned it into the Internet of Things and made you addicted consumers of content and goods. You know, they've taken your empathomania and waged piracy in the name of democracy, social justice, and environmentalism. But, I mean, that points to us being the problem. We are the problem. And I texted Alex about a month back or 2 months back, and he had talked about the transgender drag queen shows. And I think it was the best bit I've ever seen Alex do, you know, at least in recent memory. To me, it struck the deepest because he put the onus on us, the viewers, you and me. And he said, I mean, if you let these people get up close to your kids, there's nothing you won't put up with. And I absolutely love that because really and truly, we can talk about the enemy all day, but there's nothing so covert or so complex or so sophisticated that the enemy has done, drawn up, that we couldn't resign from. And I guess a great example of that is, you know, in the last few days, the New York Times posted a article about the precinct strategy. And just to be clear, when they post these op-eds, I mean, that's the New York Times posted. You don't get to post an opinion piece for the New York Times unless the editorial board clears it. So it's still the New York Times. I mean, talk about controlled opposition. They make it seem like they have this open, you know, platform or, you know, this open arena for people to come and write their opinions. But obviously there's no conservatives or no real conservatives that get to write. But anyway, they have now deemed that the precinct strategy, which if you're not familiar with, you should visit precinctstrategy.com, because this is the way that we take back this country. We must first take control of the Republican Party and weed out all of the controlled opposition. And the way we do that is to flood the 200,000 open party officer seats that still exist. If you don't know, the Republican Party is only half full. And that means that many of us could easily go to our local basic political operating unit, or otherwise known as BPOU, and sign up to be a precinct officer, be a part of the party. And then we can kick these rhinos out. But the New York Times said that the precinct strategy is the single greatest threat to democracy in this country. Well, anytime they say something's the greatest threat to democracy, obviously it's the greatest safeguard for democracy, and that's why you should do it, and that's why you should participate in the precinct strategy, because they're clearly afraid of it. More on that when we come back from the break. I really want to nail down the onus being on us, the American citizen, and what we can do and how we can look at these issues and prepare ourselves to fight not only the spiritual war, but the practical war. The practical war right here in the physical world, because that battle isn't lost. And I don't want people to think it is. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Roy Spite, I'm your guest host for the show this hour. We are at the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour, I should say. And we've been just talking about globalism versus nationalism. And I want to say that the answer is not going to be political. Ultimately, us as faithful children of God understand that the spiritual war is ongoing. And I don't think that there's a final answer in the political. But I don't think that we can resign from the political. I have a big problem with the idea that we can ignore or avoid the political. And one of the first things that we could do or should do, go to precinctstrategy.com, get involved in the Republican Party. Do I think that the Republican Party is genuine and honest? No, because the leadership gets to betray its own platform as a consequence of everyday American citizens, working class, America first patriots, not being in the party. And the party's half full. Understand that they can't keep us out. You know, and Ron Paul tried this and he did a great job when he had the Ron Paul movement. And the Tea Party's done a great job, but the work is only half done. We have to really consider that if things are as bad as we say they are, things are as bad as many of us believe they are, we have to exhaust every possible option in order to save this country. And one of those options, clearly, is to take back a hold of the Republican Party and have a real representation of America and American ideals and values and citizenship, and not be bullied culturally by the mainstream media to believe that an America First approach and policy or worldview or spirit is fascist. You know, we're not fascists. To say that Republicans and conservatives are fascists is absolutely ridiculous. No, we want to have a country. And that is the fundamental question that we have to answer now. And it's one that we're going to have to answer going forward. And I hope I have an opportunity to come back and guest host over the next 2 months as we move towards the elections. Do we want to have a country or not? Here in my congressional race, the people of CD5, the Republicans in CD5, had a majority, so the ballot said, chose not to have a country. Am I completely discouraged by that? No. You know, I lost in a tight primary race that was, you know, 4,400 votes to 3,500 votes. I lost by, you know, 900 votes. But the Democrats came out, you know, in voter turnout almost 10 to 1 or 12 to 1 in the district. And that's not a sign, that's not a product or result of there not being Republicans in the district. That's a lack of urgency. Right. And I think the lack of urgency, the complacency that we've all demonstrated in this country is really how the globalists have gotten such a head start on us. And it makes us feel as though we can't do anything to change. It's almost like being in high school and you get behind on your work and at a point it gets so big that you think where to even start. Right. And then so you never start because the task seems insurmountable. But it's not insurmountable. I mean, there's nothing that's been done here that can't be undone. There's nothing that's been done that can't be changed. But we have to become more involved than we've ever been. And that's listening to people like Alex Jones and supporting InfoWars. But that's also getting up off of the couch when Alex Jones goes off and getting your butt to, your local political operating unit. And becoming a member of the party and standing up in those BPOU meetings and in those Senate district meetings and in those congressional district meetings and saying, no, we're going to vote for America. We're not going to let Joy Ann Reid or Rachel Maddow or Joe Walsh or you know, whoever, pick one. It doesn't matter. You know, John Oliver who's the kid that came from South Africa, another token black kid. Trevor Noah. We're not going to let Trevor Noah say that if you want to have a country that makes you a Nazi, because that's ridiculous. No, that's actually ridiculous. And it's also not globalism. I mean, it's also not anti-Semitic. It has nothing to do with the Jewish people. In fact, to try and cheapen the value of nationalism as a political idea down to a petty cultural attack on the Jewish people is kind of a passive aggressive way for the people who are doing it to be anti-Semitic. I mean, when we say globalism, none of us mean Jewish people, really. It's, you know, are there powerful, influential, very wealthy anti-Jews that are involved and have opted for the New World Order? That's obvious. But those people are running a scam, too. They're using the Jewish identity. They're using the suffering of the Jewish people. They're using Jewish as a nomenclature to advance their own goal. Right. The black hat. Look at Yeshiva University, for example. Look at that situation. Oh, and all of the CNNs of the world and the MSNBCs and the New York Times. Oh, they have no Semitic care for the black hat. I mean, doesn't that make it kind of obvious that if you're a black man and you say globalism, you mean anti-Semitism, unless you're defending the university where you go to become a rabbi and saying that they should be able to preserve their cultural and religious values and beliefs, that they shouldn't have to have or allow LGBTQ club on the campus where you go to become a rabbi. I mean, why would you need an LGBTQ club on a campus where you go to become a rabbi? I don't go to the seminary, you know, to start an LGBTQ club. Or maybe now we do. And those people are anti-Christian. And the people who have pushed this, you know, this LGBTQ super narrative are anti-Jews. That's just the bottom line. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. And there are many black hats and many religious Jews around the world who are extremely, extremely loving, caring, insightful, brilliant, very connected to God, like my good late friend, you know, Dr. Zev Zelenko, rest in peace, who understand the things that have gone wrong with the Jewish community the same way I understand the things that have gone wrong with the black community. And there and the two are not, you know, are not unconnected, you could say. And I love that Alex Jones says at bottom, it is Satan. It is evil. And where the line can't be connected for conspiracy, we must look to the supernatural. We must look to the metaphysical. And what Satan would have us believe is that if we can't draw a direct line to the corruption and the conspiracy, then it must not exist. But and that may also be a good reason why people want us to resign our belief in God. Because if you don't believe in a metaphysical, you've closed off an entire arena or domain where you can find evidence or you can find the information or the spirit to understand conspiracy. Yeah, there may not be direct conversations happening between certain individuals, but that doesn't mean they're not influenced by an evil spirit that has a grander design. God has a grand design. The devil has a grand design. Now, God's design is better and he will win out. All of the devil's efforts in the end are futile. But the devil is a being that is much more powerful and forward thinking than any of us could imagine. So we have to accept that. But we cannot let these cultural narratives dissuade us and have us hide. It's time to come out into the streets. It's time to come out into the light and say these things with conviction. And the Republican Party, for example, will not say that globalism is not anti-Semitism. It's ridiculous. Just like nationalism isn't racist. Okay. These are lies that have been told. The business model for globalism is the drug trade, the slave trade, and the piracy. It always has been. It always will be. And I, for one, am not willing to trade my American citizenship so that we can wage wars in the name of social justice, environmentalism, and equity. Neither should you. Thank you for allowing me to host this hour, Alex Jones. I appreciate you and the entire InfoWars team. That's it from me in Minneapolis. Godspeed.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.